You enjoy being a doormat, a foot rug, the garbage, and trash. What's a foot rug?
I don't know, but it sounds so nasty.
You are a foot rug.
A foot rug.
What? Are there any other kinds of rugs?
I mean, maybe in the bathroom. Like, that goes in front of the toilet. You know, sometimes you get the three-piece set?
Yeah.
There's, like, a little rug that shapes itself around the toilet.
That's maybe, a toilet mat.
Maybe they are calling it a foot rub. Foot rug. I can't think of anything else. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So Katie's going to kick off. We have some listener mail. And if you want to interact with us through the internet via Gmail, you can email us at heyyouknowit@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us an email.
Yeah.
And send us a note. Tell us nice things.
Send us a segment.
Right.
Relieve us of our duties.
Yeah, right. Give us a link to what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
So, Michael F., longtime listener.
Yay.
Hi, how are you?
I know he's happy because it's sports season.
Oh, that's, yes.
I could just say sports season. I'm not sure what sport it is, but I know from on Twitter that everyone's watching a sport.
Yes, he likes his college football.
Oh, is that what's going on right now?
That's his favorite.
That's his thing?
I think.
All right, well, I hope you're enjoying it and your team is crushing.
Yes, I'm sure your team is crushing it. Anyway, so thank you so much for writing in. The email says, hey, y'all, I saw this and I was going through my Twitter feed. And it is the rare occasion where the advice is three times long as the question.
Really? It's like a quick question. Should I wear blue? Well.
Right. So thank you for sending that in. And here we shall transition into advice on advice.
All right. So this is a segment where we find advice on the internet or our listeners
Michael F.
do.
Does.
Michael F. does. And we critique that advice. I can't even remember what
it's
it is.
It's unqualified
advice. And it stinks.
Yes.
And we want to improve upon it by giving our advice on that advice. Hence.
Advice on advice.
Advice on advice. Yeah.
Okay. Dear Bossip.
Oh, wow. Okay. Juicy already.
Yeah. I have this toxic relationship with my best friend. He's married and we have three kids together.
Okay.
They came years after marriage. Yes, I know we are and were wrong, but it happened. Can't change it.
Wait, her best friend?
Is married.
Is married.
And they have three, she's having an affair with her best friend.
Uh-huh. And they have three kids together.
Right.
Okay.
Trust me, I got my head ripped off by my 90-year-old grandmother who said I was dumb and foolish, but I wasn't the first and won't be the last. However,
okay.
However, he's accepted at all my family gatherings, and he is missed when he doesn't come.
Okay, so he's a charmer, obviously.
Obviously, a big charmer.
Yeah,
he's
putting it
two
around.
Two women, got kids. This
yeah,
is long, this yeah. is out there.
You better make sure there's no more kids showing up at that reunion.
Yeah. We, the kids and I, never lacked for anything from him, time nor money.
Okay.
Wow.
This is great. What's the problem?
We always got gifts on birthdays and holidays if we were in town, and some even while we were out of town.
Okay.
We have been...
So he knows how to use the postal system.
He's a keeper.
Yeah, this guy.
We have been friends all our lives, but we have been in on and off relationships. We have been in an off and on relationship for 20 plus years.
Okay, off and on.
Yeah. I've had serious relationships that have never worked out. I've always ended up back with him.
Okay. What is the problem here? This has got to be like...
Sounds great.
Yeah. It's like, he's a lizard person.
Yeah.
What should I do?
Well, all this back and forth has ran its course finally, and it's either we're going to be fully together or we're done.
Okay.
Now, honestly, I don't want the latter, but I know karma, so I'm preparing for the end. You know karma.
Yeah. She's a bitch.
I'm trying to distance myself from the situation, but the conversations with his friends are cryptic, but hinting at me, sticking with him, and them saying, we're going to help him get it together.
What's wrong with him?
Meanwhile, my friends and my family are telling me to give him time. I don't know what he's telling them. One minute he's telling me, I want you to be happy, and in the same breath he's actually saying, but I need you. Right now, he is going through a significant loss, and I thought I want to be there for him as a friend, but I don't want to get sucked back into our normal. I mean, he really is my best friend. Please help. Signed, Torn and Tired.
Okay, I'm so confused by what the problem is. They have three kids together. He's taking care of the kids.
He's like, married to someone else.
He's married to someone else. Okay, but he's taking care of the kids. He's taking care of her.
But she wants to be...
What's not going to happen?
Oh, yeah. After like, 20 years of on and off.
No, he clearly likes having some... Like, this is... it's more than a side piece. This is like a, you know, it's like a dime piece. This is like a 50 cent piece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is like a, you know, a significant relationship he's having on the side. What does his wife think about this? Is she like, whatever?
Well, apparently, who knows what the wife thinks, but this is something that everybody knows about.
Yeah.
And that his friends are telling her that he's, they're going to talk him into getting rid of the marriage lady.
Okay. The wife. All right. The marriage lady. The marriage lady, starring Susan Sarandon. Yeah. Okay. A musical.
Okay.
By Danny Elfman.
Yeah, right.
So.
Danny Elfman is everywhere.
Yes. He can't stop. He should have stayed with Oingo Boingo.
Yeah.
Kept himself busy.
Oh, is that where he was from?
I think so, yeah. I'm just not even sure what... Well, okay, what was the question? I'm so confused by this whole thing, so I don't see what the problem is.
Just help.
Okay. But you're having your cake. You know, maybe just lick the icing.
Yeah.
You know? Don't try to eat it, too.
Yeah.
You know? All right.
If this is the way it is.
Yeah, and this has been working for your kids and for you. Okay. Yeah,
but now she wants more.
Okay. He's greedy.
All right. Dear Ms. Torn and Tired, he is not your best friend. He is not your man. He is married and belongs to someone else. Thus, you are a long-term side chick.
That's his wife writing this. Yeah, she accidentally wrote her problem to the columnist, right, who happened to be the wife of this dude.
You are not in a relationship. You are on loan. Well, actually, you are convenient and available for sex.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
And for kids. I mean, he may be happy about having those three kids.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure that over the years, you are not the only woman he slept with besides his wife. I'm certain there is and have been other women. You are not special. You are not unique.
You ain't shit.
And
that's like bossa. You ain't shit.
And nor do you have a magical vagina.
Yes. There is nothing special about what you're sitting on.
And I'll be very clear that he is never going to marry you. I don't care what your friends and family think, say, or do. You can't.
They ain't shit either.
You can't make someone do something they don't want to do. And if, after all this time, he has not left his wife, nor has he made any attempts to be in a monogamous relationship with you, and he isn't committed just to you, then he is not and never will. You can sit up there and listen to your friends and wait on him all you want, but it's been over 20 years, three kids later.
That's
him
right.
Marrying another woman and him using you for his personal sexual pleasure.
And having kids.
But he is not going to marry you. Why? What is the incentive? What will he gain? You're giving him everything now.
Yeah.
What will he get by marrying you? He doesn't want your heart, mind, love, and companionship.
No, he has kids with you, which is great. He seems like he's okay with that. He has you when he wants. He gets to be a part of your family.
Yeah.
Apparently, your family thinks so little of you that right. they've never pressed this dude into like any kind of permanency.
Right.
Or to make any kind of... Like, is he... I wonder if he is... Like, he's a father to these children, but, like, is he a father to them on paper?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if something happens to him, are his kids, three kids, going to get anything? Or is she one of these women who's, like, refuses to, you know, acknowledge the who the father is legally kind of thing? Oh, I wonder.
He doesn't want anything from you. He doesn't want anything from you that will make him leave what he has and make him leave where he wants to be. He made his choice. You are not a priority in his life.
No.
You are an option. I'm...
Wow.
Not done.
What?
Yes.
Side piece.
Listen.
Morning.
Side piece. Right.
Yeah.
By the way, why didn't he marry you from the beginning? Why didn't he give you the ring? Why isn't he married to you? You claim to be his best friend and you've been friends for over 20 years. Then why didn't he settle down with you?
Yeah, because don't you usually want to marry your best friend?
Right.
Maybe his wife, though, is just like hot as shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's not, maybe she's like infertile, but she's hot.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a lot of time for him. And she's like, whatever.
Yeah.
He wants, and maybe they don't have kids.
Yeah, or maybe she just is, maybe she's got her own thing going
on. She has something else going on. Maybe she's seeing someone else.
Yeah, and that's perfectly...
That works for them.
Yeah. What if she has a lot of money?
Yeah.
He doesn't want her to
Doesn't
go.
Care.
If you're best friends and he says that he needs you and can't be without you, then why did he marry someone else and spend the next several years building a family and life with her?
Oh.
And I find it despicable and appalling that your friends and family members are helping to plot and break up this marriage by telling you that... Going to help him get it together. We're going to help him get it together.
And he seems like he has it together.
And for you to give him time and hold out for him. That's disgusting and it's sad.
What?
But I blame you for dragging them into this mess and drama. You have this blasé attitude about what you're doing. And despite knowing it's wrong, you continue to do what you're doing. And you have no remorse, no ethics, and no values. You're showcasing your adulterous lifestyle in front of your family, friends, and kids, and you think it's okay.
That's the other thing I was thinking about. What do her kids think about this? Like, they have this guy who's like, she's saying that he spends time with them and, you know, spends money on them. But, like, how much time is he really spending with them?
Yeah.
Like, that would be weird for me.
Yeah.
To know that my mother, I don't know, I feel like it would lower my feelings about my mother in my mind. You know what I mean? I have less respect for her. Because it's like, but bitch, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This dude just coming around every once in a while spreading some gifts. Every Kwanzaa, here he come. You know, it's like, and then what about the rest of the time?
Right.
And she's not dating other people.
Right.
Wow.
And how do you explain what you're doing and that he's a married man with another family? What explanation do you give your children when daddy is not available or around? And how do you explain this, his other children, who are brothers and sisters, and may possibly have never met or will meet one day?
Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, give us our shit back. You bastards. Literally bastards.
Right. Ma'am, I can see... I can see why he won't marry you or why none of your serious relationships have ever worked.
Wow.
You really don't care about anyone but yourself. You are selfish, desperate, and miserable.
Boss up, don't play.
It goes on. I'm sure you thought each time you had a child with him that he would leave his wife and be with you. I am certain that you held out hope that having kids made you feel that he would love you more and that you would end this adulterous relationship and become his main woman, his only lady. Welp, I guess. It didn't work out for you, huh?
Did you say whelp?
Welp.
This is just rude.
Huh. So here you are. Cool. You had three kids. With
Chapter
a man.
Two.
Was married.
Of You Ain't Shit by Bossip. Like, is this woman expected to read the, is she gonna, like, do you think she read the whole thing?
I'm sure she drank this in.
Yeah, I bet she didn't learn a damn thing.
Yeah.
I can't believe no one said this to her before.
You have three kids with a man who is married, and you're bragging that you never have to want for anything, and how he buys you and your kids gifts on birthdays and holidays. And you're proud of the fact that he came to your home and hangs out with your family and friends and how much they love and adore him. Isn't that anything to brag about or be proud of. You and your family and friends should be ashamed of yourselves.
And you ain't shit.
They are co-signing you. You're in his bullish. In his bullish.
Bullish.
Yeah.
She didn't want to... Sorry, I have to amend that to you ain't ish.
Yes.
Is what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you ain't ish.
And you find that okay. Something is wrong with you and your family and friends.
But she's going on the whole clan.
Yeah.
Now, the whole family is bad.
Now you send me this letter because you want me to co-sign on this bullish.
Bullish, as it were. And I'm not doing it.
Girl, bye.
Bye, Felicia.
I am not your family and friends. I am not going to lie to you and fill your head with lies and false hopes. I am like your 90-year-old grandmother. You are foolish and dumb.
Misha, because the 90-year-old grandmother just ripped the head up, but this woman is ripping the head up and then pissing into the stump that's left.
You said this situation ship has run its course, yet instead of walking away, you want to be together because you don't want it to end.
Yeah, because when the kids are up and gone, then who's she going
to
be?
Yeah, well, there's nothing I can offer you because you have resigned yourself to the position you are in, and the one you have, always and forever, a side chick. Like I said, he's not leaving his wife to marry you.
Yeah, why would he?
So I guess you'll be waiting another 20 years for him, and now he's going through a significant loss, and you feel the need to be there for him. And not end the relationship because he will be devastated.
But she can't be there for him because she's a side piece.
Yeah, she's a side piece.
She can't do it. Who the hell is this bitch at the funeral with these kids who look like you?
Yeah, the side piece.
Yes.
He will be hurt even more if you left him during his time of need. You do realize you don't want to leave. You don't want to walk away. You enjoy being a doormat, a foot rug.
A foot rug? That's nasty.
The garbage and trash. Here's the phrase again, everyone. You enjoy being a doormat, a foot rug, the garbage and trash. What's a foot rug?
I don't know, but it sounds so nasty.
You are a foot rug.
A foot rug.
What? Are there any other kinds of rugs?
I mean, maybe in the bathroom. Like, that goes in front of the toilet. You know, sometimes you get the three-piece set?
Yeah.
There's like a little rug that shakes itself around
on
the toilet.
That's maybe a toilet mat.
Maybe they're calling it a foot rug. I can't think of anything else.
I could see, you know what he should call her is a step-out mat. Because
what,
that's
a step-out mat?
The step-out mat is the mat that you keep over, like, the side of your tub. So when you take a shower,
yeah.
you put that on the floor
down
in front of you. So when you step out of the shower, the water drains on that instead of the other rugs that are down in the bathroom.
A step-out mat.
It's a step-out mat.
But, I mean...
But a foot rug.
That step-out mat, though, has an air of class to it.
Yeah.
Foot rug. Sounds disgusting. Like, it sounds cheesy and nasty. Like, old feet stank and gross.
You always put your feet on rugs.
So, that's our issue with this advice. What the hell is a foot rug?
Yeah.
In closing,
You
foot rug.
Listen, foot rug.
Foot rug.
You like being a side chick who has kids and can brag that he can come to your house and hang out with your family and friends. You have no problem sharing a man because you have no self-worth or respect for yourself.
You foot rug.
Foot rug. So you know your role and position. You know where you stand.
Where people are rubbing on you, I guess, with their feet.
With their
foot. Ooh. I guess, okay. Now I get it.
Stop complaining and remain where you are and stop demanding something from him that he can't or won't give you.
Wow.
Well, you know.
The end. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm not like, you know, one of these people that's like dick crazy. Like, I was never like man crazy as a girl. When I was, you know, older, I was never man crazy. I really didn't put up with a lot of crap from dudes. Mm-hmm. I don't understand these kind of women.
Yeah.
Like, really? You have three kids with a dude who is married to someone else, and not that you necessarily have to be ashamed about it, but it's like, get yourself together, foot rug. Like, do you know what I mean? I just don't get it.
I have.
What do you think is going to happen? You had three kids with this dude, and he's still with somebody else. What are you talking about? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, she's never going to leave her.
Yeah, and she's wasted 20 years. Okay, so you have a kid with some guy. Mm-hmm. Fine, whatever. He's married, deal with it. But I think you have to disclose to the wife.
Mm-hmm.
The guy has to disclose as well. If the child has siblings, I think they have a right to know who their siblings are.
Yeah.
At least so they don't fuck them later on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like by accident or get into. I mean, I would want to know. I'm an only child, and neither of my parents have any of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if they had other children, I'd want to know.
Yeah.
Because then I have a sister out there.
Yeah.
And I have friends who have met their siblings as adults, and they're like the same age as them. And they're like, why didn't we know each other when we were growing? This is ridiculous. It's not fair. So there's that aspect to it. But then there's also just like, there's all the dudes out there, lady.
Yeah. But also.
And her family's okay with this? They must really think she's a piece of foot rug.
And I get that, this woman wrote the letter and it's asking for the advice. But he came down on her pretty hard without going
on the dude.
On the dude. Well, that's the thing.
I agree. I think the reason why he did that is that there's nothing you can do about this dude.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is not going to hear anything bad about this dude at all, obviously. Like, look what he's doing, and she thinks everything is great.
Yeah.
I like that he or she, whoever the columnist was, went in on the family, because that family is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You should not let someone abuse your daughter in that way, and also disrespect your family in that way. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous. Like, is he just coming around with, you know, he has giving everybody $50? And they're like, oh, he's a great. So I wonder, in that family, what is the definition of a man? What is the definition of a father? What is the definition of a family?
Yeah.
What are the responsibilities that these people have to each other? Obviously, they're like, whatever.
Yeah. It's all kind of mixed up. And, does the wife know? I mean, she's got to know.
She might know, but because he's been keeping this woman at arm, maybe she's like, you know what? You go visit your side piece down there, wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that the woman is... It doesn't sound like she's taking care of herself, so I'm going to assume that she's of a lower economic status than the husband. He seems to have a lot of, you know, and the wife then, a lot of money to be throwing around. Although, I feel like I've seen situations where people are like, yeah, my man comes around, he comes around, like, on birthdays and on Christmas. That's twice a year.
Yeah.
I have friends who they have children that are not mine, and I give them things on the holidays and on their birthdays, too.
Yeah.
And I see them, you know, regularly throughout the year. But, so it's not special, I think, to come around. But I don't know. It's a really bad situation. Like, she needs to forget about this dude.
Yeah.
Or just be happy being side piece.
Yeah. Side piece. That's all that she expected.
Herself. She considers herself to be a side piece now. Like, that's the role she thinks that she occupies in someone's life. She's number two.
Yeah.
She probably has other relationships that are screwed up like that as well. I mean, I imagine her family. She's not the number one in her family.
Right.
I imagine they're all the siblings, and they're like, oh, yeah, there's her, too.
Yeah.
There's also Felicia.
So she probably probably does have some low self-esteem. Yeah. She's not feeling good.
I would think so.
And feeling like this was the best that she could do. And now she's feeling a little better. Like, you know what? I deserve more in life. And I want this guy now.
But it's not going to come from him. It's been 20 years. So she's at least, what, 40?
Maybe.
Let's say.
Yeah.
You know?
So she's got to move on and find somebody
who's going
to make her number one.
Yeah. And also someone who's going to prioritize their kids. Because I can't believe that those kids don't. Like, it's cute when you're young. Mm-hmm. But, like, as you get older, when you become a teen, you got to start thinking about, like, all right, well, why is this dude only, you know?
Yeah. And great. And then you kind of get it.
Yeah, right? Then you're like, oh, my mom's a patsy.
A patsy.
A foot rug. Oh, I like that. Thank you for sending that in, Michael F.
Michael F., thank you very
much. Wow, Bossip, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder what the comments were on that, because that person really went in.
Right.
Like, they got to the meat of it. Bossip. I don't know. I don't look at things on Bossip because I don't know celebrities enough to even get half the stuff that's on mm-hmm. there. But I will check it out again in the future, though, for the advice, because that's the way it's going.
Yeah, right? It's a good source of advice. Bossip.
Wow. So I have a Tales from Dare Campfire.
Ooh, Tales from Dare Campfire is a segment wherein we retell a ghost story, a myth, an urban legend.
Folklore. You said urban legend already.
Yeah, all the scary stuff.
Super paranormal
right.
things.
And we tell it here around the digital campfire.
Yeah, so please gather around. So this is a story, I'm not sure where I got it from, but it's about one of our favorite topics, the paranormal, haunted puppets.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, God. A doll or a puppet or anything that resembles a human form.
Yeah, it's freaky.
Yeah.
Even a gingerbread man I'm not down with.
Yeah.
I bite the heads off first.
So that's where all the power is.
Yeah, the power's in the head. It says here, a haunted puppet allegedly tried to strangle its owner, recently shocked a British paranormal investigator by seemingly moving its control bar all by itself. So it had one of the crossbars on top with the strings
scary.
Coming down. I don't know why people have this shit in their house.
That's really scary. So the power that it had within it, it mm-hmm. was manipulating.
It was manipulating its own bar. So it wasn't just moving its hand. It was moving the bar, and then the bar...
Wait a minute.
Supposedly.
All right, I've got a couple. Read the story and okay. I have something to say.
So the puppet's movement was captured on camera, but it took 3 months of filming before the toy got caught using a supposed paranormal power. Apparently, it was investigated by Jane Harris. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of Jane Harris. She's a well-known paranormal investigator who specializes in haunted dolls. That's her thing.
That's what I want to do. Yes. You know what? I don't want to do it, but I want to do it.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
We should get cards made up and see if anyone will hire us. We do paranormal investigating, but dolls only. I'm sorry. Dolls only. Mirrors? No. Dolls. So she specializes in haunted dolls. She says
you have a haunted foot rug? Sorry.
The haunted foot rug. There's a toenail clipping in it from hell. Okay. So she claims she'd never seen anything like it before. But some skeptics have pointed out that it's possible that the culprit was actually gravity. In any case.
Come on.
So...
Don't
this
say
is the story.
That.
So Jane Harris, claims that she talked to a medium who said that the spirit attached to the toy is an old man, and the puppet's former owner believes that the spirit is malevolent, and he claimed that one night while he was in bed, the puppet tried to choke the shit out of him.
Oh!
Emphasis my own.
Yeah.
Jane documented the owner's experience in hopes of learning more about the spirit haunting of the toy.
Wait, so there's an old man spirit haunting
trying to choke people out. So the guy said,
sounds like probably like a from the deep south.
This is in England.
Oh, in England.
Yeah.
Southern England.
Cornwall. The guy says, I was wide awake in bed and I thought I saw a shadow move from one side of the window to the other and worried that something was trying to scare us. I'd be worried that there was something there. Not that something was trying to scare me. That's secondary.
Are you trying to scare me?
Then without warning, my throat suddenly went very tight. I'd never had anyone's hands around my throat before, so it was really scary. I know if he'd never had anyone choke him out before, I'm not sure how he knew that's what it felt like, but whatever. John said that he sat the haunted puppet beside his bed. Why? And it gave him nightmares about an evil old man tormenting him while he tried to sleep. He claimed that he suffered from headaches while the doll was in his possession, and he felt better after getting rid of it. John's choking experience is very similar to that of the haunting that inspired the movie Annabelle. Did
yeah, you see that? I saw that.
Is it creepy?
It's a true story.
Yeah. But was it, is it scary? Or off-putting?
There were a couple of scenes that were scary. They could have done a lot better with the movie, in my opinion.
Okay. Was the doll not believable?
They made the doll actually look different than what the real Annabelle looked like.
Okay.
First off.
Because the real Annabelle doll looks creepy.
Yeah.
Because it's old and rickety looking.
Yeah, it's a really creepy story in general. But some of the way they did it in the movie, it just didn't quite work. Translate.
Okay.
But otherwise, no, it's a very scary story.
So as the Inquisitor previously reported, that's the name of this publication, the horror film was based on the account of a paranormal team who investigated a Raggedy Ann doll that was supposedly being haunted by a demonic spirit. Mm-hmm. The evil entity allegedly used the doll to choke a man while searching for a suitable human host to possess.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl, I had a Raggedy Ann and a Raggedy Andy doll. Mm-hmm. And they used to freak the shit out of me. And then one, because they were a pair. And then one day, Raggedy Andy was just gone. I don't know what happened to him.
See?
You know?
These dolls.
And I tried to get rid of Raggedy Ann. Like, I tried to get rid of it. And my mom, who likes to keep everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I would throw it out and then it would come back.
Yeah.
She'd be like, oh, you. I'm like, no, I didn't lose it. I didn't accidentally throw it away. Bitch, I'm trying to get rid of this thing.
Oh.
So for years, this doll was just like around. I think eventually, I finally got rid of it.
I can't be in a room with a doll.
I don't like to be in a room with
especially
a doll
especially sleeping one with a doll. Mm-mm. No.
So it says, the haunted old man puppet isn't the first plaything that has intrigued Jane Harris. According to the Mirror, she also owns a demonic doll named Peggy. And the terrifying toy possesses so much paranormal power that people allegedly get sick simply by looking at an image of it.
Yeah. It's like, God.
You just look at a picture and throw up. I can't take it. An internet video of the haunted doll has been blamed for making computers freeze and blowing out light bulbs. One woman even claimed that the doll gave her a heart attack.
Oh, well, I'm
looking at the video.
You know what?
It's creepy.
It's creepy stuff will do that to you.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a doll who apparently was trying to choke people out. And they called in the paranormal investigator. It's creepy.
I can't believe someone just does doll investigations.
Well, I mean, that's her mainstay. She may look at other things, but yeah, the doll, haunted dolls is her specialty.
Dolls and maybe, does it have to be a big doll or does she go for Barbie dolls?
No, I think it's just any toys, dolls. It seems like anything that's like human form.
Okay.
That can be inhabited by an evil spirit of an old man per se.
So she's not going to do a desk?
No.
Or something like that. It has to have like a...
Has there ever been a haunted desk? I'm going to have to do some research
there
on that.
There was...
I feel like Stephen King might have addressed that.
There's a haunted closet. Or like not a closet, a armoire. You know,
okay.
Somebody brought that in. Oh, no, it was a piano. Sorry.
Well, which was it? It was a haunted armoire. It was a haunted piano?
I'm thinking of
one. Did it play spooky tunes?
No, there was a piano. And
it plays via death. I can't stop dancing.
It did play by itself.
Okay.
It wasn't a player piano.
Okay.
And then evil stuff started happening in the house. And then they realized
that it was the piano?
Yeah, and they put it outside, and then it came back in. Something.
It's like a cartoon. You just finished spending an hour moving outside. You're like, you wipe your brow. You go like, son of a bitch. His baby grand is back. He came back in. I like that idea. It's always funny in these, the haunting, like these movies. And they're like, oh, there's something weird in this room. It's like a perfectly normal, but there's like some creepy fucking thing. Looks like it's from the Addams Family. And you're like, could that be it? Nah.
Yeah.
We'll keep looking around and see if we find anything. I mean, this looks like a coffin standing up. No, that's not it. That's not the problem.
And they open up this coffin that's standing on one end.
Yeah.
And there is a 3,000-year-old man with his hands across his
chest. Is that it? Nah, that's nothing.
No.
That's just, that just came with the place. That can't be a problem. Surely that was here when we did our walkthrough.
Do you ever think, I bought these used nightstands.
Okay.
That I have on either side of my bed.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah, yeah.
They're refinished, right?
Yeah, okay. They're like distressed looking. And
oh, I didn't know they were actually old. I thought that was like a fake old.
No.
It's
actually old.
Okay.
So I bought them at a street fair.
Okay.
And I'm like, I have no idea where these came from.
Did you check the drawers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's the first thing I do when I look at old furniture. I just want to make sure there's something weird in the drawer.
Yeah.
But like documents or anything.
Yeah, I had them. I was like, what if they're haunted?
was the haunted nightstands. They come as a pair. Were they were distressed when you brought them?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they were merely anxious. Right. So has anything creepy happened since you've had them?
No, but if anything does, I'm going to blame them.
Okay. It's clearly an officer.
Yeah.
It was these nightstands. Look at them. Look at a pair of them.
Look at them.
That they look creepy to you? Clearly it's them. I like it. All right, what do you have?
Okay. I have...
I'm still thinking about that boss up. That's crazy.
I know.
They don't play over there. Don't people, if you don't want to be read, don't write into gossip with a problem or bossip.
Right.
Because they're just going to give you the business.
Right.
You can go home crying.
This is something your husband sent.
Okay.
He sent the link saying something about, like, if you think that you had a bad day.
Okay.
Take a look at this picture of a frog eating a spider.
Oh, no. And what's that supposed to? That's like a metaphor for my life.
Yeah.
I'm both.
The tarantula being eaten alive fights its way out of a toad's mouth.
What?
If you need a lesson in why you should never give up, take it from this western desert tarantula escaping from the mouth of a hungry toad.
Does he do it every day? Rough day at the office?
This is a photo. This tarantula is almost completely inside the mouth of this hungry desert toad.
Mm-hmm. Barnyard news people.
Yeah, and they said it should be a motivational poster, like, don't give up until you're totally beaten.
But in the picture, you can't tell who's winning.
Yeah.
This could also be an advertisement, like, eat at toads.
Yeah, right.
It just looks like someone's snacking on an eight-legged creature there.
Yeah, it's this, the legs are sticking out of the mouth, mm-hmm. and the spider is battling for its life.
Did he get out?
He got out.
Okay.
There was
he won.
So this guy Michael Bogan took the photo of the toad, and he was a graduate student, and he watched and he saw the toad grimacing in pain and saw the toad's throat being pushed out in the shape of spider fangs.
Wow.
Yeah. He said, "I soon realized I could see the spider moving through the skin of the toad's throat, and it looked like the tarantula's mouth parts were pushing against the toad throat, likely biting it."
Oh yeah. Stabbing it, trying to get out. Mouth parts. What about the toad?
That's our new band.
Mouth parts. Foot rug.
Foot rug and mouth parts.
Mouth parts. What about the toad? Nothing for him?
That combined with the stinging hairs of the tarantula's abdomen seemed to be causing the toad quite a lot of pain. And his eyes were opening and closing like crazy.
But did the toad open his mouth?
The toad was like...
His eyes were going.
His eyes were like blinking fast.
Okay. And, because of from the venom, maybe?
And he was wincing. Well, if something is, you're eating something, it's trying to push its way out.
Spit it out. Okay? Like at that point.
After 45 seconds of this battle, the toad suddenly retched, and the tarantula came flying out of its mouth.
And then the tarantula say, "Now, mother..."
The tarantula quickly limped away as fast as it could, looking quite shaken.
It's like, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out.
The toad sat stunned for 30 seconds or so, then hopped away.
Like nothing happened.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so he thinks the tarantula survived. Maybe a couple of legs were damaged.
What did the tarantula say? Did he interview the tarantula? It's like the football players are still like panting from the play. It's like, what can you tell us about what just happened? It's like, what do you think, fucking dude? I just almost got eaten.
Yeah. So the lesson is... for those of us who might feel trapped in some way in life, it's not over till it's over.
Wow. And what about the toad?
Even when things are at the darkest, like halfway down the throat of a toad, there's always hope for springing back out into the light. Yeah, and let's take it from the toad.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm probably the toad in this situation. Yeah. I'm probably like hungry as shit.
Yeah. Just minding my own business.
I see, it would be like if I walk down the street and I saw, for example, like a Clif Bar.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I had a rough day. I just want to eat the Clif Bar. Next thing you know, it fights back.
Yeah.
I walk away hungry.
Yeah, that's a bad day for the toad. Why did we all have to...
to fight for the spider?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the spider was taunting the toad beforehand.
Right.
And he was like, you know what? That's it. Gulp.
Yeah. Maybe the toad has, like, you know, 6 kids at home.
Exactly. 6 kids. Maybe the toad was hungover and needed to get something in the stomach. You know how that is.
Yeah. But, like, hey, I have to, like, get some sustenance so I can bring back some more for my children.
It wasn't personal.
It's not. This is life. This is the circle of life.
It's a toad-eat spider out there.
Yeah. I know.
I like that. So I have a little bit of penis news. This is my favorite segment where I like to report in dicks in the news, member on the move, scrotum stories. Just a quick one here. We were just complaining earlier about the iPhone 7 is out. Yeah. And it's got these little earbuds that were going to fall out of our ears, and it's going to be $100, going to fall on the ground and step on them.
Oh, and you know what? People are going to be looking on the ground for other people's earbuds. Just wipe them off with some alcohol.
And then use them again.
Yeah.
So Apple, apparently they suffered a translation problem in Hong Kong. They were marketing the iPhone 7, and apparently the way that they marketed it, they were marketing the phone as essentially a penis. So it says,
it's a phone and a penis.
It says that for when they translated it. So the campaign has a glib and punchy, "This is 7" tagline, but apparently that didn't translate in Hong Kong. So I guess they're doing it in Mandarin or Cantonese. I'm not sure. But it translates directly to "This is 7" to "This is penis."
Yeah.
So those are the ads everywhere. It says, or it can also be interpreted as "penis is here" or "exactly is penis." Those are the slogans. It said neither of which will do anything to sell a mobile phone.
No.
It says hilariously, if you like this sort of thing, Samsung, who is who usually likes to make fun of Apple, has already suffered penis translation problem when they put out their Note 7 phone, which translates in Hong Kong as "stick of penis." So
that's funny. That's, I like that. Yeah.
I feel like that's the kind of thing that, like, your marketing and advertising people, you can't just translate something from one language to another without understanding the cultural context of it.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is something that they could have looked into. Like, they could have just shown it to someone, like at a focus group, and been like, "What do you guys think about this?" And they're like, "Well, it says this is dick."
Yeah.
All right, scratch it. You know, cut it. Move on. So that's my penis news. You know, penis doesn't always translate. Apparently, the number 7 translates into penis in Cantonese.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you say lucky 7.
I guess lucky penis. Wow. Maybe that's in Mandarin. Who knows? Anyway, that's my my penis move. Penis news.
Penis news.
That should be the show.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
What do you have?
I have beef.
Oh, so this is a new segment. We did an episode that was all beef.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided we wanted to put a little beef in every episode. So this is a famous beef, and Katie's bringing in beef today. Who's got beef?
Beef, this time, Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow.
They had beef?
They had beef.
I don't like either of them. But I'm going to say that. I don't like Madonna. I'm ambivalent about Madonna. Gwyneth Paltrow just annoys the shit out of me. She's very, very annoying.
She's very annoyed, but when she first came on the scene, she was cute.
Yeah.
Like, people liked her in the beginning, and then she turned into this creature.
Now, keep in mind that this is her. She comes from a famous family, and I think her family has been wealthy forever.
Yeah, Blythe Danner is her mother.
Yeah, and she's never worked, like, a day in her life besides doing the acting thing, and she's grown up in a Hollywood bubble. So, based on those things, I never want to hear anything that comes out of her mouth unless it's a line from something. I'm not interested.
Yeah, and it better be good.
Yeah, but she can't stop.
Yeah, so she's got her Goop.
She's still doing Goop?
Whatever. It's like it's a subscription based membership thing.
Yeah, okay. It's like a blog or something.
Yeah, it's a blog, and if you pay, you can read what, pearls of wisdom come out of her mouth.
Jesus, okay.
Anyway, but Madonna's funny because she always has, like, a best friend. Like, one best friend.
For a minute.
And then drops
She has Sandra Bernhardt for a while, Courtney Love for a little while.
Rosie O'Donnell, yeah. And then she goes through and blah, 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 your best friends.
I don't know why anybody would want to be a friend with her based on her track record, but okay.
Okay. So, people are sad. They were friends, so Gwyneth Paltrow and Madonna for a little while. Although she recently channeled Madonna's iconic 80s style for Max Factor campaign.
Max Factor still around, huh?
Right.
Where is Max Factor sold?
Max Factor. Put it on your face.
Yeah. Read all about it. Max Factor. Where is it in the supermarket now? Or like, can you buy Max Factor at Target, or is it just like it's up by the Enquirer at Stop and Shop? Like,
Stop and Shop.
Where is it?
Yeah, it's it.
That's where it is, right?
Probably.
Next to the Gina Tay. You can blind.
They can never
throw acid on your face.
They have the oldest customer base. So those older women who are like, I like Max Factor number 7.
But number 7, they use, it's a spackling compound. Fill in the rivulets of time.
Yeah. They can't leave these people in the dust, so to speak. Okay. So, Gwen and Madge have been out on the outs for several years now. The two were once best friends, with Poundtress saying Madonna was like an older sister in an interview.
Ooh, wow.
Right there.
Yeah.
Just say
Pistols sister. At Dawn.
Right. In 2008, Madonna split from Guy Ritchie, and that's when things repeatedly took a turn in her relationship with Gwyneth. The two had less in common now that Madge was no longer an American residing abroad with her British husband.
Oh, okay. So listen, didn't Madonna, Tori Amos, a couple other people, adopt a fake British accent for a while?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Trainer Tracy Anderson was another source of tension in the friendship. She used to train Madonna, and Gwyneth was glad when she stopped. It was too much, she told Vogue.
What do you mean? How was it too much for her?
Madonna keeps people waiting. It takes up your whole day. Anderson and Paltrow would go on to open four Junes together. So.
Wow. Right. She's coming for her All About Eve style.
Yep.
That's crazy. Yep.
Gwyneth continued to add fuel to the fire when she later joked that her abs are superior to Madonna's, saying, I'll Polaroid my abs and text them to her.
Huh? These are some petty horses.
Yeah.
These are some very, sad people. Right. Think of all the things you could be doing with all that money and influence.
Yeah.
And you're talking about comparing abs with somebody?
Yeah. So Madonna's busy. Yeah. I'm going to take Madge's side. Madonna's a busy woman.
She is a busy woman.
And she built her. She's a self-made woman.
She is self-made. She has worked very hard. Gwyneth Paltrow asked her mom to get her jobs.
Yes. Right.
And so then it kept happening.
Madonna let Gwyneth Paltrow get on that Tracy Anderson train.
Mm-hmm.
And once she got her little claw in there, she was like, oh, Tracy, doesn't Madonna keep you waiting?
Yeah, you've been waiting 10 minutes.
You've been waiting for her. She makes everybody wait. Let's open up a gym.
Let's open up a gym so no one ever has to wait for Madonna again.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody who gets in there and then sticks a knife in.
I am opposed to this whole thing of celebrities opening anything. Let other people do that stuff, man. You already have something going on. Let someone else have a business.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway. You're eating your one Cheerio a day.
Your macrobiotic Cheerio.
Yes. You're spreading a little bit of peanut butter on a communion wafer and be like, I'm stuffed.
Yeah.
I can't go on. So that relationship is over.
It is over. Wow. It is over.
We should do, Madonna has had so many friends. She's like a kindergartner. She's like every week a new best friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, remember that when that was a big deal? Mm-hmm. Who's my best friend?
Time
is... You don't have a concept of time.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So a week can be a year.
So I have a piece of robot news.
Oh.
This is just weird. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So apparently in Moscow, there was a robot got arrested. So it's like a robot was arrested last week.
A robot got arrested. Sat there staring at you for a second. Yes.
A robot was arrested. It was working the crowd at a campaign rally for a Russian parliamentary candidate, Valery Kalachev. I don't know. Okay. So it's a robot that only does one thing. It goes around and it asks people about, their political beliefs, what they feel about the candidate, about the issue, that kind of thing. Right away in Russia, I could see people being like, this looks sketchy, given Russia's history.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called the Promobot. So it's a sales robot prototype. And it has, unfortunately, has a history of getting out of the lab. It has gotten out of the lab several times and gets into traffic because and its battery goes off and it's just there, on the crosswalk.
Oh my god!
So it's already had problems. Like this thing escapes the lab and just stands in front of something.
It's probably haunted.
It's probably haunted.
Yeah.
So in this case, it was being used by the campaign to interview the campaign's own supporters. So it's not like it was going out and asking people who weren't interested. These are people who came to the rally because they support Valery, and he wanted to get some information from them. So it is for further processing and analysis by the candidate's team. But apparently, the candidate's own supporters didn't want to talk to the robot. They got pissed off. Someone called the cops. The cops then showed up, and then they arrested Promobot. They put him under under arrest and tried to handcuff it. According to eyewitness, the robot did not put up any resistance. It went peacefully.
It was fine. Yes. I love this.
And it said, a representative of the company that's developing the ProMobot told the magazine that this is just a sign that, you know, robots aren't really ready to take over yet. Like, if the police can just come and arrest a robot, you don't have to really be concerned about it.
If a robot gets arrested, then it should immediately, the programmer and whoever, like, is buying the service, they should be arrested.
Well, they should be responsible for it, yeah, right? Because it's their robot.
So if they're telling a robot to do something that is a criminal offense, then they should be arrested.
Well, this robot wasn't doing anything wrong. I guess people were just had it. Mm-hmm. They didn't like the fact that there was a robot present, and they were like, I'm calling the cops. That's it.
Yeah.
It's too much. But the interesting thing about the ProMobot is that it has its memory chip records and, quote-unquote, remembers every single person it comes into contact with. They're saying including the cops. So
what's it gonna do? When it becomes self-aware.
Yeah, when it becomes self-aware, it's gonna remember that dude that tried to shake him down in the parking lot at that rally.
Yeah.
And tried to handcuff him.
Or it's gonna be like, you are my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You are my best friend.
A robot, this is the first robot arrest I've ever heard of. So much for robot rights. I guess they have as few rights as we do. Because he was just asking people questions.
Yeah, let me.
He's just asking me how they felt about politics and got arrested.
Yeah.
So that's my my robot news.
Very nice.
What do you have?
Let's see. I have... Oh, sure. This is a Hey You Didn't Know It.
Ooh.
And this is from your husband, Greg.
Okay, so this is a Greg times two. It's a you know, bonus Greg. Mm-hmm. Hey You Didn't Know It is a segment that we do about the oblivious living among us, of which there are many.
So, guess what? He says, looks like death and taxes, yet again, are the only things you can count on.
True.
Death and taxes.
Yeah.
The IRS, to Michael Phelps, you owe us $55,000 for winning in Rio.
That's right. Some countries don't make you pay for your medals. We do.
Yes. Thanks
and prizes.
To a 40% victory tax.
Why?
Imposed on Olympic medal winners. Michael Phelps, who took home 6 total medals in the summer game at Rio de Janeiro, could owe the IRS $55,000.
I don't understand why they make people pay for things like that. What's the...
You won it.
Yeah, you won it. But, like, you won it for America.
Yeah.
Right? And you spent your entire life training to win this medal ostensibly for your country.
Yeah.
Why should you have to pay 40%?
You're representing your country. This is a country, supported.
You put everything into this. Like, your whole, you know, this is it for you. This is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Why should you have to pay? Because you won.
Yeah. American Olympians earn $25,000 for gold medals, $15,000 for silver, and $10,000 for bronze, paid by the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the nonprofit advocacy group Americans for Tax Reform, the gold medalists from the Team USA could end up facing a tax bill of $9,900 for the gold out of 25, $5,940 for silver, and $3,960 for the bronze.
Come on, really? That's shitty.
Yeah.
Boo, America. Boo.
Right.
It's not like people are winning these things all the time and they're like, aha, I'm cheating, you know? I'm cheating the American public. I got this gold medal.
In 2012, Senator Marco Rubio introduced legislation to eliminate the tax on American Olympic athletes who win medals.
Yeah.
He said, we can all agree that these Olympians who dedicate their lives to athletic excellence should not be punished when they achieve it.
Yeah. I mean, let me just say, I don't give a shit about the Olympics, but in the spirit of the whole thing, it seems like they should be able to get whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if the prize is $100,000,
they should have it.
Then have it.
Anytime you win something, you shouldn't be taxed.
I agree with that.
Like, anything.
If you actually win something, you should get to keep your money.
Like, when Oprah gave away all those cars to
people
everybody.
People have to pay taxes on them?
Pay taxes on them. And it's like, some people are like, great, I have a car, but I don't even have the $3,000 to pay the taxes.
That would be me. That would if I won a car like that, I'd be like, I don't have like $3,000 right now to put towards this car. I guess I can't have the car.
Yeah.
Then if you sell the car, you probably have to pay even more taxes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you win anything, it should be outright
just clear. Because
that's
it.
What winning means.
Yes, and I think even if some people game it, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
So what?
Maybe it's the thing, if you...
I mean, doesn't everybody cheat anyway?
Mm.
Whatever. These are people who legitimately won something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks.
I just remember when I was a little kid, people were like, you're my best friend. I'm like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't have a best friend. I've never had a best friend.
I'm a lone wolf.
I pissed on my territory and I ran off to the sandbox.
You walk alone.
Yes. I was never into that kind of stuff because I was always observing, too. I'm like, well, like last week you said Amy was your best friend. Like, what happened now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I could be your best friend for a week? You know what? Forget it. I'm good. I'm going to go play with a haunted doll. All right. Like...